Peribus, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bevakamad Aftsadi Dalid. A little bit under the weather, so hopefully be able to get this shir out with decent levels of understanding. Basically, yesterday, right, we started talking about Shini Kona, this Ganav, or Gazlan, rather, right, changes the item he stole. He doesn't have to pay that back, right? He acquires that item. He has to pay the value, but he acquires that item for himself. So now, Abaye, right now we're here on, let's say, 7-8 lines up on Abaye, on Tzadi Gimel Mabez. Abaye is going to give a list of a bunch of Tanoim who do not hold that this is true and really hold that the Shinui is Bimkomo Omedes, or that the Shinui, right, doesn't change ownership, doesn't change anything. Some Rabbi says Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shmuel, all those kulos rilahu shinui bimkoma omed, that a change stays, right, literally means stays in its own place, and I mean this doesn't change ownership. Right, the owner still owns that item. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda had Amran, right, we said that yesterday. Right, that, again, that holding that Rabbi, according to Rabbi Shimon, right, he held his machlokus and whatever Rabbi Shimon held, but he held it. Rabbi Shimon shita, right, is that. Again, the combination with Rishis Agaz, right? If you remember, right, you just slide up a little bit, right? Question: if you dye it, right? Does it become the owner's? Does it change? Does it become the Gazlan's? Does it change? Okay, right. We discussed that yesterday. Beis Shammai, Maihi. What's Beis Shammai? The Tanya of the Nebraisa. Nothing lachit and besnena. Can you remember? There's an Isser of Esnan Zona that you can't use a payment that was used for a Zona, right, on the Mizbeach. So if you gave her a chitim, right? If you gave her grains of wheat. Vasim solas and she made it to flour. Zaysim vasim shemen, or you gave her olives and she made it to oil. Anovim vasim zayin, vyasim yayin, if you gave her grapes and she made it to wine. So tanichada, azar v'tanichada, tana idach, mutter. Right? The machlokas in the brises, or two different brises, right? Whether it is mutter or not. Again, has been changed enough so it's not considered to be esnan zona, or is it still the same? So Avraham Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, tani gurion dimas pork. Okay, Demei Aspork, I'm not sure. Right, either way, but this guy Gurion from that city of Maspork or May Aspork, whatever, right, he explained that Beishamai Osher Behil Matir, that's Machlokas in the Brises, is Beishamai Beishamai. Beishamai said it's still Osher because it hasn't changed, and it's still, you know, it's still the olives or the grapes or whatever, and Shini Bimkomo Omedes, right, that it's still going to be Osher for an Esnan. By the time of Beishamai, what's right, Beishamai's logic? Excuse me, I say that's Osher, so I'm a Krok Am Shnehem, because Pasuk says, you're not allowed to bring them as well. Where is that pasuk? Lo savi esnan zona mechir kelev beis Hashem alkecha lechol neder tovas Hashem alkecha gam shnehem. Both of them, meaning mechir kelev, right? And a pesher pshat is that mechir kelev, that the exchange, right, the price and the animal you pay for a dog, right, is a toeva just like esnan zona is. But he learns that gam shnehem, right, l'rabos shinu yehim, as the Gemara says, to include, right, if you make any shinui. Beis Hillel amar amkrahim velo shinu yehim. Beis Hillel learns no gam. Where is it? Haim, where is that pasuk? That's not in. I guess where is that pasuk? Shnehem, I guess, right? Because there is no haim in that pasuk, right? Again, lo savias nanzono mechil kel beis Hashem alkecha lechonedr l'tovas Hashem ki tovas Hashem alkecha gam shnehem. So all right, so it must be the second part of shnei, like gam shnayim. So instead of in shnayim, it says him, right? So Beisel says haim velo shinu yehim. That's they are. excuse me, a tovah v'terkosh baruch hu. Right, but not their shunai. Beis Shammai, what does Beis Shammai do with that pasuk? Haksiv haim. So homu bayale, right, that teaches us that haim v'lo d'sayim, that they, if an animal gives birth, so that is not usher with esnan zona. Beis Hillel, what would they say to that? So he said, tarti mashmalei, right, they would learn both of that from haim v'lo shunayim, haim v'lo d'sayim. Ayo, Beis Hillel, nami haksiv gam, or what about gam, right, that's the mocker for Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, yeah, nechanami, gam the Beis Hillel, kasha. Yeah, that pasuk, nechanami, right, is tough for Beis Hillel. Okay, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Mahi, was Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Shita, that he holds that Shini bimkomo medes. So Tanya Linden Reiser, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer, Harisha goes also Shal Chidim, right? Tachna Lashav Afa Veshim Menuchala. Right? If you went through the whole process, right, so you stole, right, wheat kernels, right, wheat grains, made it into challah, Ketza Mavarich, how can you make a bracha on taking challah? Ainza Mavarich, it's disgusting. It's not a bracha, it's menait. It's a disgusting thing. You stole this stuff, now you make a bracha on taking challah. As a gun of makes a bracha, right? It's a niyat. It's a cursing, not a cursing, but like a. It's disgusting to a kosh baruch. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Mahi, what is Rabbi Shimon Elazar? She said, the Tanya is one in a brisa. Klauze, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, right? Rabbi Shimon Elazar again said this rule. Kol shevach sheshbiach gazlan yodo al hel yona. Anytime a goslin steals, let's say, an animal, right, and makes the animal better, right, some sort of better, right, shevach, makes the item better, so he has, yad aliona, he has more koach, he has the upper hand, but his hand is on top, meaning, ratza, if he wants, no tel shivcho, right, he can take the amount of money, meaning he can give the animal back, and then the guy can pay, right, the difference between, let's say, he stole an animal, it's worth 100, now it's worth 150, so he can give it back, and the guy will pay him the difference. Or he can say, well, your animal's right here, right? Take whatever, right? Take it and just here's the animal. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? My Omer, hold on. Hareshal Chalifanecha, wait, what do you mean? This animal is yours. Your item is in front of you. When do we say that? We say that only in the case where something has depreciated. Right? If a guy steals chametz, right, before Pesach, and then it's chametz shevel of the Pesach, and the owner says, give me my chametz back. So the guy says, no problem, here it is. And sure enough, it's asur b'hana. So the guy can say, yeah, because it's, you know, Chametz Shalav of Alav Pesach, guy can say, Hareshul Chalav Lefanecha, here's your item, here it is. If an animal lost value, if it got thinner or whatever, went from 100 to 50, you could just be like, here's your animal. So why is he saying that either, right, he has better, he's Yedal HaLiona, he has more power, it's either he can ask for the money back or he can give back the animal, like, what does that mean? So really, there's two parts, right? Amar Sheshes HaHakamar, really, he's saying two different things. Hishbicha, if the animal got more value, became better, so no to shivcha. Right, then he takes, right, the extra value, right? If it went from 100 to 150, so then the guy will take the animal and pass to pay the extra 50. Kinchesh, though, but if it went less, if it got if it depreciated, then omelo hareshul chalifanecha b'shinoi bimkomo omed. The guy can say, I can give it back, right? Again, as we explained, right? I can give it back, and here's your animal, right? Even though, right, it depreciated in value. So Gemara says, okay, if you speak nami, well, why shouldn't it also, right, be the halacha? If it went from 100 to 150, why shouldn't he also have to give back the animal? Right, he stole this animal. So why should he get paid for it? So Amri says, "Me pnei takanas hashavim," right? Because of the takana of hashavim, right? The takana of giving items back. We want people to do tshuva. People want to do tshuva for their geneva. So if it's impossible for them to give it back, right? So they wouldn't do tshuva. For example, classic example is a guy steals a piece of wood, puts it into his roof. So if we'd make him take apart his house, he's not going to give his beam back. He's not going to give the wood back. But if you say you could just pay him $100 for it, right, then people will do tshuva, right, and at least we'll give the guy the value back. Okay, so that's also over here, right, why we're not going to say you have to give the animal back. You can say either give the animal back or you can ask him for the value difference. Rabbi Shmuel Mahi, what's Rabbi Shmuel Shita? That Shinoi is Bem Koma Omeda. So the tiny is one of the Rabbi's mitzvah is Peah, the Hafish Minakama. The mitzvah to do Peah, again, if you have a field, we have to give several matnas on him. Peah is one, you leave some grains or some sheaves of wheat or whatever, right, in the corner. So the mitzvah is to do a minakama when it's still attached to the ground, when it's still standing. That's the mitzvah of Peah. Lo Hafish Minakama. If you didn't, then Mashim Mina Omrim. Then you should separate from the Omrim, from the sheaves, right after it's been, I guess, reaped. Mafrish mina kri, lo hivrish mina omrim. And if he didn't do that, right, if he still hasn't done, mafrish mina kri, then he can take it from the pile, meaning when you pile up the kernels. Actually, merko, as long as he hasn't smoothed out the pile, that's, you know, up until that point, that's, you know, considered to be like the finishing, right, of the process. And at that point, again, at that point, it becomes chayv and trumas and maestros. Right, and then you have, you know, kind of, it's a whole discussion, but, you know, basically you wouldn't take payah from chumas and maaser. Okay, so mercho, once you smooth it out, so then maaser v'nosein lo, kind of can corner this, right? According to Tanakama, you would take maaser, then you would give, right, the payah. Mishum mishmol amru ein mafresh mina isa v'nosein lo. Right, af mafresh mina isa v'nosein lo. Right, you can even take it from the dough, meaning if you made the stuff all the way into the dough, process it into the dough, you can even give him it at that point, because making it into the dough, right, isn't considered to be shinui kona, and therefore shinui b'mkomo medes, it still has the same status. Fine. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaye. Rav Papa said to Abaye, simple question. We know, usually machlokas beisham beisilo, machlokas, right, we paskin like beisilo. So Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaye, ichvo kol hani tanoi d'ashminin ke beishamai. All these guys line up to say that the halacha is like beishamai. It's very unusual. Right, so if Amar Lay, so he said back to him, no, hachikamri, what they're really saying is lo nechku beisham beisilo b'davar zeh. Right, if you remember, we had this gurion de maspork, and he said it was a machlokas beishamai beisilo. So really, what everybody's trying to do, they're trying to line up and saying that is not actually a machlokas, and they're really all lining up to say that halacha like beishamai, because beishamai agrees with beisilo, right? That shinui bimkomo omedes. Amar Rava. Rava now stands everything, right, on its head. If you've been paying attention until now, right, this is a baye, suggestion that all these tanoim hold that shini bimkomo omedes. Rava is basically going to pick apart all of these proofs and say maybe not. Maybe they don't hold shinu b'mkomo menes, but the halachas that they just taught us, right, have you know, are there for some other specific reason. So amar rav amimai, how do you know that all of these proofs that you just brought means that all these people hold shinu b'mkomo omedes? Dilma ad kan lo kama Rav Shimon ben Yehuda hasam ela betseva. Again, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, if you remember, he's the opinion that we had yesterday, right, he's quoting or beholding in Rabbi Shimon's Shita, that if you colored, right, wool, right, it's not mitzdarif, or it is mitzdarif, rather, right, if you dye the wool, right, it is mitzdarif to all the rishis I guess. I mean, it is mitzdarif together, because, again, you dyed it, and that's not enough of a shinoi, right, and therefore it still combines with all the other animals. So Gemara says, maybe that's El Betseva. That's because it's by a case of dyeing, right? D-Y-E, right? You're coloring it. Hol v'yachol avir al-aditzaf. And as we mentioned yesterday, you can wash it out. So therefore, it's not a serious change. And maybe by a serious change, he would hold that shinui is kona, and shinui lav b'mkoma medes. Vad kan lokomir b'shamay, or b'shamay, again, if you remember, who said that Esnan Zona, right, is usher, even if you change it, right, even if you go from olives to oil or whatever. So he maybe Breishama only says there Elul Gavah, because that's ready for a korban Mishum de Imnis, because it's disgusting, right, for Kosh Baruch Hu, right, but really by another case, right, really would be Shinu Kona. Vadkalon Kamar Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov Hasam. Again, Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, if you remember, right, he says a Ganav steals grain, right, makes it into Chala and makes a bracha. So that's disgusting. That's horrible. That's what's it called. So maybe Ad Kan Lo Kamar Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov Hasam El Dinyan Bracha. Maybe he's just saying that the bracha is you know, bizoyon. You use Shem Hashem to make a bracha, something you stole. So Mishum Dehavale Mitzvah Bavayvera. It's Mitzvah Bavayvera. But maybe he really holds it Shinu Is Kona. Vad Kan Lo Kamar Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Hasam. Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, we said again that in the case where the animal was kichesh, if it went down, right, the guy can be like Harish El Chalafanecha, because the animal got worse, right? But it's a shinui, but it's not a shinui Rabbi Mkomo Medes. You can just give the animal back. Maybe Ad Kan Lo Kamar Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Hasam El Bak Chasha Dehader. Right, again, Hachasha you can fix, right? The animal got worthless, but now you can feed it. You can take it home. You can stuff it up. You can make it more fat. And you can change that, so that's not a real shinui. Vad kamar lo kamar Rabbi Shmuel hasam, Rabbi Shmuel, who said that a person has to give peah, right? Even if you made it into dough, so maybe el v'hasam l'inyan peah, maybe that's peah. Because the pasuk says tazov yisera, you have an extra tazov, you should leave it for the poor people. L'chor, it says it twice. So maybe that's because it's an extra special din by peah. V'chitem aligmar minein. If you tell me, well, okay, but that's a pasuk, so maybe, right, we should use that as a mucker and tell me that you know that change doesn't matter, that shinui is bimkom omedes. So matanos anim shiny, you could just say that matanos anim are different. Again, it has to have halachos that are the same, as it could be matanos anim, right? It's not necessarily the same. Now, the Gemara does not elaborate what the difference is. I didn't get a chance to really look into it, but the Gemara says the matanos anim are different than other realms of halacha. Okay, fine, we'll fight. Now, so Rava. Okay, sorry, one second. So now Rava is going to back up his claim that all these guys don't really hold Shinu Bimkomo Omedes. Now, this one's specifically about Rabbi Yishmael. Again, Rabbi Yishmael used, if you remember, Rabbi Yishmael used a different pasuk, right? He had a special drasha from Tazov, right, to say that if you make peah into dough, so then it's going to be you should still give the peah from the dough. If you make peah into dough. If you make grain into dough, right, if it ends up being dough, right, you should still give the peah. So the Kedibayi Rabbi Yonasan. As Rabbi Yonasan says, Kedibayi Rabbi Yonasan, yeah, my time is Rabbi Shmuel. What's Rabbi Shmuel's logic? So if you make, you know, get all the way to dough, you should still give peah. Pshinu d'kasav or shinu inokona, because again, is that really the pshat? Because shinu inokona, because shinu b'mkona mo'vedas? Odomo, maybe b'amakasav or shinu kona, or maybe he holds that shinu does kona, it does acquire. V'halko mishum d'kativ, tazo v'sera, but he has an extra joshua. So he says, v'imtim zalom time with Rabbi Shmuel, mishum d'kasav or shinu inokona, if he holds that, like Rabbi suggested, that Rabbi Shmuel holds the shinu inokona, tazo v'sera kasav l'amali. What do you need that pasuk for? What's that pasuk teaching me? V'su, the Rabbanan, tazo v'sera the kasav rachman l'amali. Also, let's say according to the Chachamim, who hold against Rabbi Shmuel, that say that if you have grain that made all the way to dough, you wouldn't give peah. What do they use that pasuk for? So the Gemara says, "Me boy like itanya." They would use it for the following, right? Hamafkir karmo v'hishkim labokar uvbatzro. A person makes his vineyard, right, hafker, and then he gets up, right, and takes it. Ubatzro, batzro is katsira, right? Is reaping, or sorry, harvests rather. Well, kind of the same thing. I mean, he says it's all hefker. Right? He puts a sign up, it's hefker, and then he takes everything. So chayiv pared olos shechav l'peya. He's chayiv, right, in all those gifts. That has only shayach if it's your field, but he's, because he's scamming the system, because he's that right, meaning that if he was mafkir, then he kind of was konaned again, so then he has to give those gifts, all those gifts in the end. But potter minam meiser, but he's not chayev in meisros, because anything that is ready hefker, right, even if you reacquire it, even if the baal reacquires it, right, he's not going to be chayev in meisros. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yehuda bar Shmuel. I'm Rabbi Shmuel, halakha Rabbi Shimon al-Lazar. The halakha is like Rabbi Shimon al-Lazar, that again, if the animal is kichesh, right, he can give it back, right, he can give it back. Hareshal Chalif Anachle can give the animal back to the owner. Ella, right? Rather, but Linazikin. That's only. Oh no, sorry, I skipped a bunch. Yeah, Umi Amar Shmuel Hakei. Gemara says 1 second. The Shmuel really say this? Halachos Rabbi Shimon al-Azar, that you can say Hareshal Chalif Anachle, right, and give back the animal. But Amar Shmuel said Ain Shaman Lo Laganav Lo Gazlan. We don't evaluate the animal, right, for a ganav or a gazlan, meaning, let's say, if the animal dies, but we don't, kind of say, oh, here, take the animal back, right, and I'll pay the difference, right, but the guy, he has to pay for the full animal, right, shas gzela, as you stole, el nezikin, right, the only time you're going to evaluate a dead animal, right, is for nezikin, if he damaged somebody else, let's say, someone, right, if you remember the shore, back in the beginning of the Masechta, right, if your shore kills another shore, right, and you kind of cheshbon out, right, then the shore is now, right, it was alive, is worth 100, now it's worth 10, right, so you do that cheshbon. That's the only time you're going to analyze and evaluate a dead animal. So Bishlam the Rava, this all works according to Rava Damar Ki Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Hasam. Right, when Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says it over there, right, again, you can give back the animal, but Chasha the Hadar, because that's something that's reversible. That you can go back, you can feed the animal, make it not worth 50, not thin, right, like happened. So Lo Kasha, meaning, and therefore Lo Kasha. There's no stira, right, between Shmuel said Rabbi Ki Amar Halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Hidishuni Bim Komo Omed, because when Shmuel said that Halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that Shini Bim Komo Omed, Bakasha the Hadar. Right, in the case, the scenario where we say Shini Bim Komo Omed is when it's something that you can reverse, right, when the Shini isn't as serious, isn't a big deal, and it's something you can reverse. And Chikamar Shmuel Hasam, and when Shmuel said that in Shamal Lagan of Lagazan El Nizigan, you only evaluate a dead animal by Nizigan, by damage, if it was killed by another shore or whatever, that's by Chasha the Lohadar. That's also, right, by a chasha, that does not go back, right? I mean, because the animal's dead. So in that case, you have to evaluate it. It's not something you can rehabilitate, right, with more food or healing or whatever. El abaye, but korin abaye, right, the amaki kamar, Rishim ben Elazar, about chasha de lo hadar kamar, that Rishim ben Elazar, right, is holding, right, that we're talking about a chasha de lo hadar, right, when Rishim ben Elazar said you can give it back the animal, right, as is, the harishal chalef hanecha, that's even if it's not, what's it called, if it's not, reversible, meaning that, because again, what's Rabbi Abaye saying? Rabbi Abaye is saying that Rishim ben Elazar holds the Shuni Bim Komo Medes. So what can you say? Well, how can you understand, right, the Stira and Shmuel? Again, both cases that therefore, right, are a Shinui that's not going to come back, and therefore, and Shmuel says in one case that you can give the animal back, and in one case we have an evaluation. So Abaye must nehalchi. So Abaye would explain like this, and Amar of Yudam Shmuel. He would explain like this, that, meaning that really Amru Halakha Rabbi Shimon al-Lazar v'leilus v'rele, that really doesn't hold like that, meaning the Shmuel, right, was saying that people holding Rabbi Shimon al-Lazar, but Shmuel himself, who said the other statement right at the beginning of the Masechta, right, he doesn't actually hold like it. Okay, fine, that's what you have to say. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Dvar Torah Gzela Anishtanish Choseres Beina. According to Deoraisa, right, an item that is stolen, that has been changed, Nishtanish, that has been changed, Choseres Beina Be'en, if it still exists, right, it has to be given back. Right, again, you took a piece of wood, put it into your roof, it's too bad, Deoraisa, you gotta chop up the roof, give back the piece of wood. Shemar's Pazak says, Veshevis Gzela Asher Gazal, Mikom Makom. Right, you have to give back the item that you stole. And Gemara says that in any time, you always have to give it back. Vim Tomer Mishnah Seinu. I bought about our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had all these cases where the guy steals something, right, and he has to pay the value. He shas exela, and Mishnah Takanas Hashavim. That's simply because Takanas Hashavim. We want the guy to be able to do tshuva, right, and therefore Chazal were mitaken that he can give money back for it. Miyam Rabbi Yochanan Haki. Did Rabbi Yochanan really hold like this? Again, that Shinui Eino Kona. Right, again, what we're basically saying is that Midaraisa Shinui Eino Kona. That Shinui Bim Komo Medes. Rabbi Yochanan holds like the halacha is like the stam mishnah utan, and we have a stam mishnah. This stam mishnah is in chulin at the end of the chulin. Again, we quoted this about Rishis Agez. Lo hispik litno lo ad shetzvo. Right, if the guy who owned it didn't give the Rishis Agez before he died it, D-Y-E, right, the animal, the wool, so then potter, he's potter from giving Reish Saget. So apparently that's a real shinoi. Again, that's Reish Saget's din d'oraisa, and he's potter if he did a shinoi, doesn't have to give the coin Reish Saget. Amlehumi d'rabbanan Rabbi Yaakov Shmei. Sorry, no. I mean, yes, those are the words, but that's not what it means. Amar luhu rumi d'rabbanan, not that that is din d'rabbanan, but one of the rabbanan said, and Rabbi Yaakov Shmei is Rabbi Yaakov is the name of, and that's the guy who said it. L'didim afarsh l'minei d'Rabbi Yochanan, they explained to me what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Kigon shegazal eitzim meshubin v'asim kelim. That is a case, as we said before, where a guy took wood, made them into a, I don't know, rocking chair. So it's something that you can change, you can undo, you can take the pieces apart of the rocking chair, right, and put it back into boards. In that case, yes, in Echonami, then you the midoraisa, you have to give it back. Meaning that, and again, what he would be saying is that shinui kona is kona midoraisa, but if it's not, if it's reversible, so then right, you would have to give it back. And even though that's a change, it's not enough of a change to make it kona. Okay, tana b'alim l'nei d'oraisa. Hagazlanim malvi ribis she'achziru in mekablim hem. Fascinating little tidbit. If people steal things, or they borrow on interest, or they lend on interest. I mean, people are not allowed. That's obviously interest is obviously usur. But Sheikh Ziru, they want to go back. What does that mean? They want to go back. They want to do tshuva. Right? They want to give the money back. They want to give the money back that they stole. Right? Again, said I'll lend you $100,000. You got to pay me $110. So that's usur. And if the guy, you know, sometimes you don't have a choice, so you give it back to him, and you give him the money, $110,000. He wants to return the $10,000 that he took illegally. So a makabla mehem, you shouldn't accept it from them. And if you do take the money back, right, Chazal are not so happy with him. And Rabbi Yochan says, "Bimei Rabbi Nishnis Mister Zu." This was taught in the days of Rabbi. The Tanya was older than Raisa. Mice about the Mechad Shabike Slasos Tshuva. This guy who wanted to do tshuva, right? He wanted to, you know, give back all the stuff that he stole. And Amrlo Ishto, his wife said to him, "Reika, right? You empty, you bum, right? Imata Osa Tshuva Filu Avnei Dalech Enol Shelcha, right? If you do tshuva, right, even the belt you're wearing is not yours." So, and then, so he realized that, you know, the extent that he'd have to do tshuva, v'nimma v'lo'osa tshuva. Sure enough, he didn't do it. And he just decided to keep all the stuff that he stole. But it was a shah at that moment, Amru, they said, right, the people, right, again, we don't accept it back from them. So, you know, again, because, meaning that we don't want the guy to be like, oh, you know, I'm not going to give it back, and therefore I'm not going to do tshuva. We want them, right, to do tshuva, and you don't actually have to take the item back. You know, again, if the guy, again, theoretically, Malu Beribis, again, just to think about it logically, talking about it outside for a second, a guy's Malu Beribis for 10 years, right? So he has probably tens of or hundreds of thousands of dollars that he acquired illegally. So now he's going to have to fit that bill, give the money back to everybody. So we say, no, don't accept the Ribis, right, and back, and then the guy can do tshuva without giving, right, the money back. V'amakabal mehem, again, sorry, I stopped a little bit mid-sentence, right? V'amakabal mehem, right, you shouldn't accept the money back from them. V'amakabal mehem, in real chacham nochem bohem. Nocha himenu, right? People are not so happy. The chachamim are not so happy with someone who does accept the money. Maybe hold on, ask you a kasha. The Brisa says like this: Niach lahem aviyem mos shel ribis. Let's say again, father passes away, and part of the inheritance is money that was malavim ribis that he borrowed or that he was given, right, by charging interest to people he lent money to. Even though the kids know that it was interest, that it was ribis, they don't have to give it back. So inu delo, right, hadelo, where the kids don't have to, but avichem chayiv laksir, implying that the father does have to give it back. So the Gemara says bedinu. Nah, that logic doesn't hold. Don't make that drasha. Don't make that diuk. No, like, father also doesn't have to give it back. Father, Tani bidi too. And the only reason that the brisa talked about the kids, because the second part of the brisa, if their father left an item, right, that was taken, let's say for interest or whatever, that they have to give back right, for their father's kavod. People can see. People will look. Oh, that's the thing he stole from me. Right. That's the shirt. That's the coat. That's the cow that he stole from me, right? So we have to give it back for their father's cover. It's Tana Risha, not maybe the so too. And the Risha also, right, talked about the kids. Okay. Let's go a little bit further. Let's do a little further, yeah. One second, do we really need to give back these items for their father's kavod? Ikri kan, v'nasi b'amcha lo sa'or, v'osem aysa amcha, right, when you say that v'nasi b'amcha lo sa'or, but you're not allowed to curse, right, a prince, literally, unless he's a prince or a leader, right, from your nation, right, you're not allowed to do, that's only v'osem aysa amcha, that's only if he's doing, right, actions of your people, meaning of your nation, right, meaning person is from, right, but if person is a he's lending an interest, he's stealing things, so you don't have to give him kavod necessarily. So here the father stole all this stuff. So he's a balavera, you don't have to give him kavod. So the Gemara says, Kedamar of Pinchas, like Rav Pinchas said, right, the case is where he did tshuva. So Hokanami, again, that's a discussion in Chagiga about a guy, also by a ganav, or a guy who's collecting taxes, I feel like. Yeah, okay, I don't remember exactly. I think I saw it maybe not in Rashi. Okay, whatever, fine. Anyway, he said that over there, and also Hakanami so too over here. Bisha also tshuva, where the guy did tshuva, so therefore you have to be mechaved him. So Gemara says, "Also tshuva, my boy gabe." So what do you mean? Hold on. If he did tshuva, but he has, let's say, he stole this cow, or he took this cow as ribbis. So why is the cow still in his backyard if he did tshuva? So Gemara says, "Iboy le laduri, he should have given it back." So Gemara says, "Yeah, shlo hispik lachzir shemes rachmal tzlan. He did tshuva and he got hit by a truck, and that was it." So he didn't give it back right before he passed away. Okay. I guess we can call it here, I think, at Tashma, and we'll bring a couple of Tashmas right about this topic. But yeah, we'll go right on the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.